Grace and peace be multiplied to you from our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus. Amen. The word of our Lord that we consider this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 22. Now when the days of our purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, for a sign will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. So far, text. Please be seated. In the name of the Christ child, the long-awaited, the long-expected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed. Are you ready to depart in peace? As this question is asked, some might wonder, to whom is this kind of question being posed? Ordinarily, you might expect this kind of question to be asked of people who are nearing the end of their life, up in years. Days are numbered in this world. Someone who is terminally ill is expecting to die very shortly. Those are the ones that should be asked, are you ready to depart in peace? Whereas this question is not usually asked of young people. After all, they have their whole future in this world ahead of them. Their life's vocation, marriage, raising children, watching the grandchildren grow up, and enjoying those golden retirement years. When we think of the future, how often do we think in terms of our future days in this world? And then when it becomes more apparent that our remaining days are drawing close to an end, well, then we'll start thinking about departing this life and how we'll be able to leave this world. We know from life's experience that death is no respecter of age. Not everybody will live 70, 80, 90 or more years. Well, yes, we live in a day and age where the life expectancy has grown. Still, it's not unusual for young people to die. We know from Scripture that this world could be coming to an end at any time with Jesus' second and final return to this world, and then we'll be departing this life, this world. So it's really not out of line, no matter how old we are, to consider, are we able to depart this world in peace. As Bible readers have reflected on Simeon's declaration of today's text, saying, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace," many have reached a conclusion that Simeon was well up in years and that he was coming to the end of his days. "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace." Especially when you consider what the Holy Spirit said to Simeon. He said, "You will not see death until you've seen the Lord's Christ." Artists picturing Simeon have bought into this idea that Simeon was well up in years. Well, it's certainly possible that Simeon was in the final stages of his life, but we don't have any reference in Scripture that tells us how old he was. What we can say, though, is that Simeon was declaring that God had prepared him to depart this world in peace, because he had been set free and released from this life in peace. This is a great blessing when anyone can say, "I'm ready. I'm ready to leave this world, and I can do so with a peace of mind." As we meditate on this precious, priceless blessing God poured out upon Simeon, we'll be considering how God prepared Simeon through the messianic prophecies and their fulfillment, and through the gift of faith to behold in that little baby Jesus his Savior. Simeon is one who could be numbered among the Old Testament believers that look forward to with eager anticipation for the birthday of the promised Messiah. He had such an eager anticipation with the coming of the Lord because of the many messianic prophecies that he had read in Scripture. The evangelist Luke points to this concerning Simeon when he writes this about the righteous believer. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Consolation, comfort. This is referring to the promised Christ, the great one who would bring us comfort, just like Isaiah said. The Lord said in Isaiah, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." We recognize this prophecy as speaking of John the Baptist coming to prepare the way for Jesus. And his ministry of preparations involved a preaching a message of repentance and comfort in the knowledge of the forgiveness of sins found in the sacrificial lamb, Jesus, who had come to take away the sins of the world. So then when we learn that Simeon regarded the baby Jesus as the consolation of Israel, the one who had come to bring comfort, we can understand why he confidently declared that God had prepared him to depart in peace. For knowing that Jesus was his Savior who had come to conquer the enemies of his soul, Simeon knew that when he had come before the judgment seat of God, his sins, his iniquities would not prevent him from entering heaven. There is, without any question, no greater comfort in all the world to though when we leave this world, we're going straight to heaven because of our Savior. Blessed with a spirit of heart, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death without fearing any kind of evil. The fears and doubts that creep into our minds as the shadow of death draws near are chased away when we are reminded of Jesus perfectly and completely fulfilling all that was prophesied concerning him as our Savior. Do you know or have you heard how many prophecies of the promised Lord and Christ are found in the Old Testament? Well, I didn't go through and count them, but I've been told that there are 333 prophecies. And when you look at the New Testament scriptures, you see that Jesus fulfilled every single one of those prophecies that serves to further confirm our faith. He's the promised one who is to come. Already in the early days of Jesus' life, the will of God was being accomplished. When Jesus was 8 days old, he was circumcised according to the Old Testament law. When Jesus was 40 days old as a little one, his parents brought him into the temple and they offered up a sacrifice on his behalf because that was the law. The firstborn male that opened the womb of the mother was to be redeemed, brought back from the Lord through a sacrifice. Throughout his entire life, Jesus fulfilled all righteousness in our place, so that when we come before the judgment seat of God, we won't be coming there spiritually naked with all our sins and iniquities exposed to God, but rather we're going to be coming before the Lord dressed in Christ's robe of righteousness that covered all our flaws and imperfections. We're also comforted in knowing that, being assured that we have this blameless standing before God because of Jesus' all-sufficient sacrifice through the cross, we have peace. But Simeon said to Mary that she would be pierced through with pain and sorrow in her heart as she witnessed her son on the cross, suffering and dying. Although Mary would experience this pain of heart, nevertheless, she and Simeon and all of us have peace of mind because Jesus' righteous life and perfect death was for everyone. Simeon said that he was prepared to depart this life in peace because of the salvation that God had prepared for all people. Jesus was not only the glory of God's people Israel, in that he was promised to come from them and come to them, but he also was promised to be a light, to bring salvation to the Gentiles. Jesus, who is the light of the world, not only caused his message of universal salvation to be made known in Holy Scripture, but the Lord made it possible for that gospel to be proclaimed far and wide throughout the world in every generation of time that follows, even to this present time. And because of this, the light of God's saving grace has shined in our country, in our cities, in our homes, and in our hearts. This brings us to another very important element of Simeon, and we ourselves being prepared to depart this life in peace, namely receiving the precious gift of faith. To behold in Jesus, that little baby, our Savior. This is no small gift, especially when we learn that a vast multitude of people in the years that followed Simeon rejected Jesus and lost all that Jesus had come to give them. Even the spiritual builders in the Jewish community, they refused to acknowledge Jesus as the cornerstone of their life and their salvation. Many of them did. Fast forward to the scenes of our present world, and we find a similar situation. It has been reported in the news that many who celebrated Christmas at this time of year were not willing, nor did they want others to say Merry Christmas, but rather to say Happy Holidays. Not only that, but there's been a large push to remove Christianity and Christian symbols from the Christian square. I remember some time ago Grace Rhyme had mentioned that she had seen for many years in her life this huge cross on the hillside. And then she talked about how there were plans to remove it, which would be a sad day. I don't know if they went through with that or not, but that was said they may be doing. In our public school system, we know that they have curriculums where they're teaching a number of different non-Christian religions, whereas Christianity is excluded. And any reference to Christian observances are either frowned upon or forbidden. Now, I'm not standing here before you promoting that we should have religion taught in the public school. I don't think it's their place. But I just wanted to make mention of it because of the hostile spirit that's found in our society against Jesus. Whenever the Lord overcomes the inborn hostile nature of sinful man toward God and His Word and enables him to see through eyes of faith that Jesus is not the enemy, but He's our best friend and our Savior, we thank and praise God for that. Simeon is a marvelous example of this, because when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus into the temple and Simeon took the baby up into his arms, he could see that this was his Savior, because he had been given the gift of faith to believe this. Simeon knew by faith that Jesus' redemptive work still to come made it possible for him to be delivered from this veil of tears to go into heaven because of Jesus. Yes, even before Jesus lived, died, and rose again, Simeon believed Jesus would work out his salvation for him. In Simeon's case, some might think, well, he more than anybody else should be expected to believe in this little baby, Jesus, because the Holy Spirit had told him, you're not going to see death until you see the Lord's Christ. The Holy Spirit had led Simeon into the temple at just that right time when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus there. There's no question that this was a special privilege and blessing that Simeon received from the Spirit of God. Yet, like all other cases, he was brought to faith through God's Word, through the Old Testament prophecies concerning the promised Christ. And so also with us. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So, the Holy Spirit prepared Simeon to behold in Jesus his Savior because of the Old Testament scriptures, and so also the Holy Spirit has worked faith in our hearts to see the little baby as our Savior. This is a precious gift to believe, because as I said before, there are many people who don't share that faith. Blessed with the same gift of faith, we can confidently join Simeon in saying, God has prepared me to depart in peace. May the Holy Spirit continue to preserve that spirit of heart in us until that day. Our life in this world comes to an end. And the Lord comes to take us home to heaven. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.